In the Bedroom is a domestic drama about a New England couple coping with family tragedy. Not surprisingly, it's been overshadowed by the marketing that created Harry Potter mania at the box office, but critic Bob Mondello says In the Bedroom features performances that are sure to be remembered at Oscar time.
Matt and Ruth Fowler have spent most of a fairly blissful summer watching their son Frank, a promising architecture student, fall for a slightly older, soon-to-be-single mother of two.
She's not divorced yet, you know.
It's the same thing. Man has crazy laws, that's all. Anyway, he loves her boys.
Oh, God, you don't think he wants
to? Oh, he's not going to marry her.
Well, then what's he doing with her?
She probably loves him. Girls always have. Let's just leave it at that.
And they do. But things get more complicated when her husband keeps coming around. One night, Ruth comes home to find there's been trouble.
Oh, my God, what happened?
Frank, hold still.
This was her husband, wasn't it?
Ex. Dropped in.
You gonna press charges?
No.
Well, what's to stop him from doing it again?
Did he hit him at all? Come on, tell me you hit him. Just so he doesn't do it again.
I don't think I touched him. Ah, Jesus, Dad.
So what are you going to do?
Take karate?
Oh, that is not the problem.
Mom, you know you like her.
I like a lot of people, Frank. Did you call the police?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't call them?
Well, he just got in when I had a chance to call the police.
Oh, Mom, no, don't call them. If you call the police, they'll come over and scare the kids.
Matt?
You gotta call
them. No, we're not calling them. It was a scuffle. That's it. It wasn't serious.
Oh, right. Just like the relationship isn't serious.
Things develop in ways I should let you discover for yourself as director Todd Field turns what seems like a fairly routine situation into a sober examination of how grief and frustration can tear people apart. He's a first-time director, but you'd never guess. His control of images is breathtaking, spare, eloquent shots that conjure up exactly how a warm family environment chills when tragedy strikes. His script is nuanced, and he clearly knows how to work with actors because pretty much everyone on screen is phenomenal. Sissy Spacek and Tom Wilkinson, who play the increasingly desperate parents, are scarily persuasive. Nick Stahl and Marissa Tomei make the young lovers tremulous and compelling. And because all the emotions are raw and recognizably real, you get swept into a moral dilemma right along with the characters. Much has been made about how the public is ready at this particular moment for a film about grieving. But Field and his cast are offering something trickier than that, and even more timely, because his characters don't just grieve. They take action. And actions, as we keep discovering, and as In the Bedroom makes hauntingly clear, inevitably have consequences we can't foresee. I'm Bob Mondello.